Hello Taurus, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, December the 16th and the whole week ahead. But a wonderful aspect between the Sun and Uranus really can bypass you if you're not more of a risk taker. I'm not telling you to go out on a limb, but I am telling you to try something new and different. For many Taurians, not all, but for many this can be a little bit of a, oh dear, should I? Well, you should, because we should all try something new and different in our lives, very often. And here's your Sunday stars. With so much going on in your 8th house, there's a lot of things occurring now that you may not even know is happening. There's lots going on behind the scenes. And that means you just need to keep your eyes open and you need to be aware that certain things will come and you just weren't expecting them. But don't turn them down. Explore and look, because even out of bad, there comes a lot of good. Here's your Monday stars. The new moon in your 8th house is very intimate and very personal to you. It's almost as though all the things that you've been through emotionally, even psychologically, now comes to a point. And the next 2 weeks you have a chance to redeem yourself, to look at your life and realise that psychologically it's time for you to change. Take account of what you've been through, because the changes will come through what you've experienced in the past. Here's your Tuesday stars. The new moon in the sign of Sagittarius can be an eye-opener for you in so many ways, because it means emotionally you're changing all kinds of things in your life. And those things that you change can be very much create a change in you. Psychologically, it's about leaving behind the old you, the negative you. Obsessions, self-doubt, compulsions, things that you feel you have no control over, you do have control over now. And here's your Wednesday stars. This is a big, big aspect because it's Saturn moving into the sign of Capricorn, which is very, very good for you as a Taurian. Saturn gets a bad press at times, but read about him. Understand him. It's all in my book, You Can Change Your Life, and this is life-changing. Because in many ways, this is all about your moral compass. And it's about beginning to pursue the things that are important to you, which could change your life for up to 30 years to come. And here's your Thursday stars. The Sun joins Saturn in your 9th house. Although this is a house of luck and opportunity, the Saturn energy actually says you will get more out of life the more you work for it and the more you put into something. So the more serious you are about taking your luck and turning it into something tangible, the better. And here's your Friday stars. Well, there's so much going on now in your 9th house. You do need to understand the possibilities that come from the energy that this part of your solar horoscope brings. But it is about working hard and preparing for all opportunities that will come your way. And believe me, many will start to come your way and turn your life from nothing into something.